Blog Talk Radio.
Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac.
Yo. Welcome back to another edition of the Life Be Life and Podcast. Back up on the scene, I mean. I'm your host, Tony D.
And I'm your host, D to the J. Back in the building like I ain't never left. But guess what, bro?
What up?
Guess, bro. Guess what? Guess what?
What? What?
Hey, man, I'm finna leave. Hey, check me out, lifers. Hey, y'all already know what the day is. It's Valentine's
Day. I know what
day.
You want.
I got, I'm okay, as long as y'all know, man, I told y'all. So, hey, you Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
yeah,
you
so
want.
Look,
I would
look, I can't
swallowed
y'all
up. Have you
like
ever been swallowed up? Have you gone through a time of swallowing where everything was?
Yeah, we know what you want.
Preach, preacher. Hey, I'm finna go put my offerings in the plate right now, you dig? Life has been real. Holla at your boy. I'm T to the J. I'ma catch y'all on another episode because, you know what I'm saying, I gotta tell her again if we finna be lovers or friends. You know this.
Yeah. All right, y'all. That's D to the J. Hey. He's still in the building. He had to step out for a little bit. So check it out, man. If you're streaming, listening to it from Twitter, Facebook, 22 countries that we're in. But if you're local, you can catch us. Dial the number 516-531-9473 because we're going to be doing live Valentine's Day shout-outs in a little bit if anybody has them. Other than that, man, so name of the show is How Has Love Changed? Man, so love has truly changed over the last 20 years, and more than ever, we see false happiness behind fame, money, power, and notoriety. We see fast-track relationships with no dedication. Is there a difference between attraction and stability in a relationship? Or are you still love when you have nothing to contribute? And y'all know by it being Valentine's Day, man, the playlist is going to be crazy tonight. I'm in a great mood. But you know what, man? Before I get into, because once I get in, I'm in. Let me give a happy Valentine's Day to my wife, man. Get ready to be married 18 years. You know what I'm saying? My best friend, my biggest critic. Yo. I'm just really excited to get ready to hit this 18 year. You know what I'm saying? I feel like finally this far into our marriage, man, that I finally hit my stride, you know, whether it's financially or job status wise or, you know, making sure that I can provide the way that I feel like I'm supposed to provide. But check it out, man. Even when I couldn't, even when things got tough, even when things, you know what I'm saying, got tight, even when I decided to switch jobs almost 2 years ago, man, and go after another endeavor, it got tight, man. You know what I'm saying? It got tighter than these young guys' jeans that they wearing out here nowadays. Man, her love never wavered. We always got it done through the grace of God. So, I don't do mushy stuff like this all the time, man, but I just really want my wife to know how much I appreciate her, the mother that she is, the loving, because, you know, if it was left up to me, I'd be cutting stuff off left or right. Hey, forget them. Hell with them. My wife always makes me see the other side of that coin, so she's my perfect balance. Y'all, it's a wonderful thing at this time to be loved. And if she loved me when I didn't have nothing, you know what I'm saying? Nothing. We was barely making it. But here we are right now through the grace of God, man, hitting our stride in life. And I just really, really appreciate her. So, love, this here is for you. All right, y'all. So, we back up in the joint, man. So, as I told you, the playlist is going to be crazy tonight, man. Hey, we go jump into it, and then I'm going to come back and we go get into the topic, all right? All right, catch you shortly.
Yo, you are now rocking with the absolute best, the Life Be Life in podcast, your host, Tony D, D to the J, every single Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central. We bring in the hottest topics. We bringing that hee-haw, that funny. We bringing a little bit of music. We giving you exactly what you know you need, so stop playing with us. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tell your cousin, tell your mama that her favorite comedians, the best duo since Wings and Rants, is back in the building. Dial that number 516-531-9473. blogtalkradio.com/lifebelifeandpodcast. Let's get to it.
Telling you now, man, if you got you a boot thing there, get grab you a glass of wine, cuddle up. Hey, this finna be that show. Again, I'm your host, Tony D. I'm going to be your DJ and your guide down Lifers Lovers Lane tonight. D to the J had to step out, but you know I'm about to hold it down. You hear me? So check it out again. The topic is, how has love changed? So I began to look at a few different things, man, as we're talking about love. So this particular year, I looked up key love statistics in 2024. And y'all, forgive me while I was off the air. Thought I had muted, you know what I'm saying? So I was trying to get my throat clear just so I could be clear in your ear. You feel me? So check it out. Key love statistics for 2024. So 88% of Americans marry for love. So that's a vast majority, man. Like, so there's 12% out there on something else. But check it out. It gets better. Making this the most common motivation for the union. A recent survey found that 61% of men and women desire to get married. So let's stop right there for a second, man. So saying that 88% of American people marry for love, but yet 61% desire to get married. There's a 27% gap in that equation, you know what I'm saying? That math ain't mathing. So we look in today's age. I remember back in the day, man, where, you know, grandma, grandpa married 40, 50, 60, 70 years together, man. And no matter what, they stayed together. They stayed together. They figured it out. They pushed through it. And if it didn't work, she baked them a pie. Let's keep it above, man. So, but for real though, man, just to see those couples, man, understanding that once you get married, things don't get easier. They get harder. I don't know what it is, man. You could be courting someone and be in a, you know, a situational ship, courtship, and then you get married, and it feels like a switch is flipped to where it's like the stakes are higher. Because who wants to go through a marriage, man, go through those emotions of a wedding, seeing your bride or your groom come down the aisle, man, and, you know, give a woman your last name, fellas, and women accept another man's last name. That is a beautiful, beautiful emotional day. There are tears, you know what I'm saying? There are all kind of emotions. And understanding on that night that you two have your whole life ahead of you. And for some reason, we feel like that once that piece of paper gets signed and y'all didn't jump the broom or kiss the bride or broke the glass or whatever it is that your tradition does, that things are going to be easier. We're not realizing, man, that once you get married, there are three sets of problems involved in that marriage. It's your problems, fellas. Let's break down your problems. You may be insecure. You may not be financially stable. You may feel like that you got married too quick. You may feel like, okay, what I got to deal with this with my baby mamas. Like, there's all kind of emotions going on, man. Like, dang, do I love this person enough that I can be with them for the rest of my life? And ladies, there's another whole set of emotions. If I'm going to tell it, I'm going to tell it. For ladies, it's like, okay, this dude my husband now. That, now, y'all, peep what I'm saying. So women, they analyze the type of man that you are. A lot of times when men say that women are pushy or overbearing or, you know, too controlling, that's because, my boy, you ain't got no discipline. So a woman has already figured this out. See, women will love you, man, and your faults. They will love you unconditionally, regardless. Now, there are certain factors that, you know, women not going to take, but they're going to love you. And the thing in a marriage that we have forgot to do, man, is teach each other how to love each other. When something happens and you made a mistake that's so critical, it's not the time to be like, I told you not to do that without me. It's like, all right, man, on to the next thing. Sometimes in the marriage, man, you gotta learn to give stuff up. Sometimes you gotta learn to be like, all right, man, you know, we'll take that and we gonna keep it pushing. But nowadays, it feels like that once the marriage happens and the relationship hits one little speed bump, then it's everybody for themselves. If you married for money, if you married for power, for notoriety, it's like everybody want somebody to have the bag nowadays. Women, oh, he got to have that bag. Man, oh, man, yeah, shorty got to have that bag. But the thing about it is, if she had that bag before she met you and she was happy, or if he had that bag before he met you and he was happy, he can have that same bag, or she can have that same bag without you and still be happy. There was nothing put in on both sides of the fence, man, to have a foundation to build this relationship. Man, it's not easy. But we're not ready for that conversation. This is what we're ready for, man. We'll be back. I told you, man, it's going to be music heavy tonight. And we coming right back shortly.
See, man, I ain't tripping off none of my homeboy.
No.
And I ain't tripping off none of her girlfriend.
Oh, sure, Raphael.
I can't do that. We're going to be together. We're going to do this.
Get up.
No, we can do this.
Just me and you. Ooh, baby.
Back up on the joint, back up on the scene, I mean. So, man, Hey, I'm hoping y'all are enjoying tonight, man, because this is truly a treat just to be able to guide y'all down Lifers Lovers Lane, you know what I'm saying, in the absence of D to the J. So you know I got to represent for my boy tonight. All right, back to the show here, man. So another statistic I'm finna drop on you. A national survey of married Americans found that 40% of those who've been married at least 10 years said they remain very intensely in love with their partner. Uh-oh, here we go. So now, let's play the statistic again. 88% of America's married for love. 88. So I believe that love is timeless, man. Once I love you, I love you. I understand that things can happen that will have you kind of, you can say, falling out of love with somebody. But if you love somebody, man, you gonna always love that person. Now, that love can fade, but granted the opportunity, those feelings can be re-sparked. You know what I'm saying? So after 10 years, man, depending on the age that you got married, it's a good amount of time. The world changes, dating changes, men and women, you know, how they act and carry themselves change, music changes, entertainment changes. You know what I'm saying? That's a decade. Think about it, 2014 to now, how much in your life has changed? So that marriage has done the same thing. 10 years in, all of a sudden, it's like, uh-oh, did I make a mistake? So 40% of those couples are saying they remained very tensely in love with their partners. The math's not mathing, y'all. Because the thing is that it's like a job. You know, when I go to work, I don't care if you don't like me. We're here to get a job done. You know what I'm saying? With a marriage, we can't take that stance because as our years change and we get older, we start to change, whether we want to recognize it or not, whether it's body shape, whether it's likes, dislikes, whether it's temperament, we change. Your partner will give you signs. It could be frustration. It could be laziness. It could be solitude, standoffishness, you know? And we have to understand, man, that if we love this person, when I say that I love you and I marry you, I'm going to do whatever it takes. But both have to have that mentality. I'm going to do whatever it takes to keep you loving me, because I truly love you. Check it out. If you pick someone randomly, the probability they're your perfect match is just 1%. Not exactly promising, but with the optimal stopping problem, you can find your chances of finding love up to 37% theoretically. So what that stopping problem is it's kind of something that people go through to try to find out their compatibilities and who are they compatible with. But let's all face it, man, that means nothing, because we put stuff out there. We have a world face. Come on, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about, man. We have a world face. When we go out in the public, there's a certain mask, a certain face that we put on. Regardless of what's going on in our lives, there's a mask that we put on. But when we get home, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes hell can be breaking loose in our own home, and we don't know what to do about it. Sometimes it's because this is all we know. Now, check this out. So as the cost of living skyrockets, 23% of couples stay together mainly because of money constraints. Nearly 25% of all couples are primarily staying in their current relationship due to financial dependency. Ooh, let me take a sip on that. Financial dependency. The thing is that as you're married, I don't feel like that I will ever settle. As I love where I'm at right now, I love what I do, I love this job, I love the time, the schedule. If something came along those lines that was guaranteed and I still get most of the benefits and it's a lot more money, I may try to better myself. In a marriage, you should always be trying to push. And it may take you time, man. It could take you years. But there are times that God holds you where you are. Because there are blessings that's coming through. Man, I'll never forget. Y'all, if y'all don't know the story real quick, man, I married my wife, man, waiting tables. I was a server. You feel me? Like, I was out here hustling. Day in, day out, I missed birthdays and family outings because I'm like, all right, you're finna go spend money, so I got to go into my day off to replace it. That's what it was. And somehow, God managed. When we come home sometimes, you know, lights be cut out. All right, well, you know, let me make some calls. Let me kite this check real quick. But a lot of times God has you as a couple and you individually right where you are for a reason. There are blessings to pick up along your way. You don't want to miss the person that you were supposed to meet, the person's path that you were supposed to cross that day. So financial dependency means I don't even love you anymore, man. At that point, if we stand together for a financial dependency, are we sleeping in the same room? Are we still, you know, getting busy? Like, are you cooking when you get off work and I cook when I get off work and we go our separate ways? Are there kids involved? 23%, man. That's crazy to understand that one out of every four couples that you see on Facebook, out in public, or even that's out there in the restaurant tonight having Valentine's dinner, spending all this money that they said that they don't have. But one out of every four is only together for financial dependency. Come on, y'all. Crazy, y'all. Like, with the everyday engagement of marriage, the little texts all day, the phone calls, what you eating, what you want, what you eating, I don't know. You pick. Y'all know what I'm talking about, man. With the everyday rigmarole that goes on in marriage, to getting up in the morning, kissing each other goodbye, texting each other at lunch, you know what I'm saying, calling each other at lunch sometimes. What time you going to be home? All right, I'm going to be home. I got to make a few stops. The mental engagement. Only for me to be living in the same house with this person and don't like them. Y'all, that's too much energy for me. I had to go stay in a shelter or something. Like real spit. That is not something that I can do. I mean, it's crazy. And now you start to see why the domestic abuse rates are going up. One out of every four couples, man. Lack of commitment is the most common reason given by divorcing couples. According to a recent national survey, here are the reasons given and their percentages for lack of commitment. 73% argue too much. 56% is not enough. And I'm sorry I didn't blow this up, so I can't really see, but I'm making it out, and it's lack of finances, lack of time, job, kids, weight gain. It's a lie. Man, when you grow up with somebody, gravity gonna take its toll. I don't care what kind of implants or outplants or whatever that you didn't have. Gravity is going to take its toll. Love has changed now, man, because we don't look at our mates like we used to. A lot of people treat their husband or their wives or even their boyfriends and girlfriends like a convenience. Oh, it's a convenience to be with me. Oh, it's a convenience to have me with the money that I have. Oh, it's a convenience for me to look the way that I look and you are with me. What? To treat it like a convenience. Y'all, I don't know what to say, man, but I definitely ain't in the mood for all of that. Because the thing is, at the end of the day, if you're going to be with somebody, man, be with them. And if that time comes to where you're now out of love, it's crazy. I'm going to play a couple of songs real quick, and I'm going to come back because I got another. I took this stat off of Facebook today, and this is going to blow your mind. You know what it is? We'll be right back.
One look in your eyes, and there I see just what you I promise to love faithfully.
Girl, you know I love you. No matter what you do, and I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true, 'cause I love you. Baby, I'm thinking of you, trying to be more of a man for you. But we gonna see it through, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 oh. Some men need lots of women.
That song is 7 minutes long, and one of the things that I tripped about, like older love songs, the man didn't have an issue pouring out his heart. I'm just trying to show you, I'm who you need, I'm who you want. It's like nowadays, man, that once your relationship or your marriage gets to a certain point, that we stop proving ourselves to our mate. Hey, I am who you marry. And every now and then I'm going to remind you, hey, I am who you marry. Man, we feel like that we got to be so tough and so hardcore that your woman can't see you cry, because that's a sign of weakness, and, you know, she can't see you sad, and, you know, can't see you vulnerable. The younger generation, man, you play a song like that, they ain't with it. So, man, as we back, that I seen on Facebook this morning, and I had it, but the song got so good. How y'all doing out there this Valentine's evening, man? I hope everything is well. You know, that you're as happy as you can be right now. You know what I'm saying? And understand what I'm saying while I'm saying as happy as you can be, regardless of what situation, what circumstance, what relationship status. Man, be as happy as you can be. Some people say, oh, I'll have a Valentine myself. You love yourself. And when you love yourself, you're doing what's best for you to keep you going. Just like couples in a relationship, man. So I want y'all to catch that today. So the status said, people be so quick to leave their relationship, not understanding you go get with somebody else, and they're going to do something you don't like also. See, now I understand what Grandma meant when she said, if the good outweighs the bad, work it out. Nobody's perfect. Nobody is perfect. So stop thinking that you're going to get a perfect person. Y'all, I know I'm flawed. I know my wife put up with my foolishness sometimes. I'm not going to sit here in front, because I'll be on one sometimes. And it be what it be, man. But we all get like that. We get in our ways. We get in our moods. We have habits, you know. When this happens and, you know, okay, you know, this is what's going on right now. Nobody's going to be perfect, man. You not even perfect. We not even perfect. So how do we want someone else to walk on eggshells just to be with us? Marriage has changed nowadays, man, because the way the world has it and the way the workforce has it, it's, you know, women can tend to make more money out in corporate America than men. I believe it's a ploy of society, but, you know, it is what it is. So sometimes men and women, so the thing is that women, when they start making so much money, they feel like that they don't need a man. I can do it all by myself. And men have gotten to a point to where if a woman makes more money than them, it's either one or two things. I'm just trying to get her to cash me out. Or they are afraid because they don't know how to handle a relationship of that stature, of that maturity level. Marriage is not the same, man. Marriage has changed. People view side chicks and side dudes more valuable than the mate. If it's going to take all that, man, it's time for y'all to come to a resolution and slide. Who wants to go through the ducking and dodging and the peeping and the hiding of cheating? For what? What is that going to do? When our kids involved, man, as the world changes and our kids start to have, you know, we start to have different conversations and different actions, we have to understand that our kids have access to so much more material, so much more information than we do. We're not always right as a parent. Parents, mother and father have to come together to show this child that they may not always be right either. The parents have to be on one accord because the child can come in between them. How love has changed. The thing is, man, we feel like that once we get married, that's it. We go on to live our life and we no longer court. We no longer do things. We no longer, you know, make our husband or our wives excited. We no longer tell them that they're pretty. Oh, I like you and whatever. Oh, you know, it don't matter to me. And yeah, I do that at times because I already like the way my wife dresses. Yeah, it's whatever. And women, you got to understand that when your husband is telling you whatever, that simply means, hey, I already know how you dress, so whatever you put on, I know I'm going to like it. Couples, I understand that time is tight, money is tight, and everything is tight. Man, get you a movie night, one or two nights out the week. Y'all come home, man, get some dinner, lock yourself in your room, even if you got to slide away. See, I remember back in the day where the family came together for dinner. Hey, the parents dipped off, whether it was in the lounge or in the living room while the kids was washing dishes. I remember them days. So with the dynamics of marriage changing, we have to understand that our relationships change with that. We have to understand that things that may be appeasing to the eye ain't for you. We talked about BBLs a little bit ago. You know what I'm saying? A lot of men said it's something to rent. not something that I would marry or bring home. See, I promised y'all more music, man, so I'm about to get back to it. So this song right here, this song, man, we played early in the year, but I got to bring it back for the one time. I may not play the whole thing. And then I got another one. We're going to do the soapbox. One last song. Hit the phone lines and the outro. We're going to get up out of here. That works for y'all? All right. We'll be right back with more Life Be Life and on Blog Talk.
Got to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't know how. Cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. Cause love, so many people use your name in vain. Love, those who have faith in you sometimes go astray. To know you, longing for your kiss, for your kiss, touch, for your touch, feel your presence. Many nights I've cried from the things you do, felt like I could die from the thought of losing you. I know that you're real, with no doubts and no fears and no questions.
All right, I'm hit the phone lines real quick because I know there's one person that's got something to say. So give me a hot second. All righty. All right, Ms. Paul.
Hello.
What's up, lady?
How are my favorite married gentleman in St. Louis doing today?
Hey, you know, holding it down.
I just want to say I am so stinking proud of you guys. Like, you just don't hear black men talking about love and marriage and shouting out their wives and how much they love and appreciate them. Like, wow, those guys still exist. You guys baffle me every week that men like you exist. So, like, maybe I will find love one day.
Hey, it's out there, definitely.
But the statistics, like I said, hey, those statistics y'all were hitting us with, wow, who would have thought that it was, what, 80-some percent of people get married for love? I would have never thought that. Never in a million years.
Crazy.
That is the number that got me, was the 80-some percent of people get married for love. I never would have thought that. It seems like people are just out here for themselves these days, like out here for selfish motives.
But you know what? That could be that 17% that we see out here cutting up.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is. But, wow. This was a good show. I appreciate that. Like,
hey, we appreciate you.
I won't throw my hat in yet. I'm going to keep trying, y'all.
That's what I'm talking about. We appreciate you.
Y'all have a good Valentine's Day. And my sisters
you too.
Out there that are married to these great brothers, I love y'all. Y'all keep it up.
Thank you. All right, Charles, 8:54 is almost time to go. Soapbox real quick, man, is real simple. When you get married, plan on it being for life. I will admit this is my second marriage. The first one, I just didn't really know how to act. I felt like I knew how to love, but I never looked inward. This marriage, man, you know, it's been some hills, some valleys, but it's been a great ride. She's made me realize more about myself. I got counseling for my abandonment issues. Like, who does that? Black men don't go to counseling? I did. Because it helped me love myself better, which assisted me in loving my wife better. So, y'all, when y'all walk down that aisle and spend 10, 15, 20 grand to appease people, make sure that y'all pushing through it, man. You got to push for this thing. You got to fight if you really want it. I'm going to run this last song, man, because it's a request by the co-host. There comes the outro, and then I'm out the door. Hey, don't forget next week on the 21st, we have Leslie Johnson, former WNBA player, Indiana Hall of Fame at Purdue. So please tune in. She's talking about mental health as an athlete. Man, y'all don't want to miss this. Hey, again, after this song, playing the outro, we out of here, man. Hey, I appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Thank y'all for even listening, even though that D wasn't on tonight, man. It means a lot. So we'll catch y'all next week. You hear me? All right, because life go keep on lifing. And we're going to be here to talk about it. I'm your host, Tony D, and I'm out.
Yeah, man. Once again, it's on. You know we had to do it again, right?
We had to do it again, boy. Uh-huh. I want you to sing to these ladies, man.
I'm up first.
Baby, how you doing? Hope that you're fine. Wanna know what you got in mind tonight. Got me feeling like you're the sea, girl. I can't leave you alone. Take a shot of this here Patron, and it's gonna be on. VIP then got way too crowded. I'm about to end up calling it a night. You should holler at your girl, tell her you're shaking the scene. Pull off peep, peep, shotgun in the GT with me. She said, oh, oh, I'm ready to ride. I was like, yeah, cause once you get inside, you can't change your mind. Don't mean to sound impatient, but you gotta promise, baby. Oh,
tell me again.
Tell me again, my baby.
Tell me
oh,
baby. Look here. Sometime wanna be your lover, sometime wanna be your friend, sometime wanna hug you, hold hands, slow dance while the record spins. Opened up your heart cause you said I made you feel so comfortable. Used to play back then, now you all grown up like Rudy Huxtable. I could be your bud, you could beat me up. Play fight in the dark, then we both make up. I do anything just to feel your buzz. Why you got me so messed up? I don't know, but you gotta stop tripping. Be a good girl now, turn around and get these whips. You know you like it like that. You don't have to fight back. Here's a pillow fight back. And I'll be setting separate plays, so on all these separate days, your legs can go they separate ways.